It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, do you want to guess where we're headed?
Is it Disneyland again?
No! I finally got us away from Disneyland. No, actually, this time we're headed to Walt Disney World. And more specifically, we're headed to Animal Kingdom. My question for you, Jeremy, is where in Animal Kingdom can you find fake water? Fake water in Animal Kingdom.
The only place I can think of that there's fake stuff is on Kilimanjaro Safaris.
I mean, there is some fake stuff in Kilimanjaro Safaris. Fair enough, but to my knowledge anyway, not fake water.
The only other place I can think of is Pandora.
That's a good place for there to be some fake water.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But no.
Do you know what kind of water is fake water?
I hate when you ask questions like that, because I don't know.
The falling kind, Jeremy.
H3O?
The falling kind of water is fake water. Because in Pandora, there are fake waterfalls.
Really?
Really?
Are they the ones that fall from the floating mountains?
Nope. Okay, so here's the thing. There are also real waterfalls. So, I mean, I guess so. Technically, yes, but not all of the water, you know. So, there are plenty of waterfalls that are coming off those mountains that are fake, or that are real, I should say. But way up in, you know, very high up in Pandora, there are fake waterfalls. And to be honest, when you first look at these fake waterfalls, you're like, no, that's a real waterfall. And you're going to watch a video a little bit more. And you're going to say, no, that's a real waterfall. And then finally, you know, depending on the angle of the, and you can look up fake waterfall Pandora in YouTube. You will find plenty of videos of these things. Because apparently when Brad doesn't know something, doesn't mean that everybody else and their mother doesn't know about it. Because there's plenty of places where they've already covered this stuff. But yeah, it's just essentially it is like a wheel, right? So think like a mill wheel, you know, the one that is like sitting in the water and the stream turns it, and then it uses that turning to like brush to make flour or something like that, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
those old school mill. It's kind of like that, except they're turning it, and rather than just having like the buckets, they have fake stuff that from a distance, like up close, you can tell it's just like texture on this wheel. But from far away, it looks like water just falling down.
Hmm.
And thus they can have a waterfall that isn't actually a waterfall. Now, I assume this helps with the forced perspective because, you know, that way this waterfall can look like it's really just roaring, even though it's not very big. And then also, it probably isn't, there's a lot less wear and tear on stuff when you don't have water just constantly crashing into things, because water wears a lot of stuff out. So I've got to imagine there are a couple of pluses to this. So I really think probably forced perspective is the primary thing here. But yeah. There are fake waterfalls, man, in Pandora.
And it seems like they chose to make the easier one, the fake one.
Oh,
like,
you
would think that the flying or the floating waterfall would be the fake one because that's much harder to do. But nope.
Right. But yep,
it's the one that's just the regular old waterfall.
Just kind of hanging out way up there. And
crazy.
Disney can fake everything, even
what'll
water.
They think of next?
I know. Well, I think that does it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know. On Twitter, we are at MTM Podcast, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact, and until then, have a magical day.